From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance, 9th and Iowa in Lawrence. Locally owned and operated with over 50 years of sales and repairs. We've got your back at StonebackAppliance.com.
Partly cloudy skies tonight with a 30% chance of rain. Lows in the lower 60s. We're seeing highs in the lower 90s this afternoon.
On a Thursday, it's all things considered.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 91.3 FM in Junction City. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Community Village Lawrence, providing seniors with pre-approved, vetted volunteers for transportation, home maintenance, technical support, and more. Details at communityvillagelawrence.org.
Stay tuned, if you would, coming up in our next half hour. Former President Donald Trump and Justice Department lawyers were clashing over how the federal election interference case against him in Washington, D.C. should proceed. That all happened today. Kerry Johnson has the latest. Then both presidential candidates stand in opposition of the sale of U.S. Steel to a Japanese company.
U.S. Steel should remain American-owned and American-operated.
But some proponents of the deal say a rational economic assessment of it has been warped by politics. Scott Horsley has more coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, featuring a wide selection of perennials, trees, shrubs, growing supplies, and gardening advice since 1962. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. More information at pinesgardenmarket.com.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, we have Classics Live. Well, there's some new music from a Rule Joyce Recital Series performance. Then it's Tango Thursday with Destiny Evening Classical at 8 p.m. We will be hearing from Cucharada, a great local group playing traditional tango and a suite of Buenos Aires. That is coming up tonight on your KPR One stations immediately following All Things Considered. It's 20 minutes past 3.
KPR comes from this station.
Plus the latest on the school shooting in Georgia. That's on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning bright and early. Start off your day with morning edition and the Power Breakfast. We kick off our fundraising tomorrow, but that is all during Morning Edition with Steve Inskeep, A. Martinez, and Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-thru windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
Stay with us. News headlines are coming up next. It's 91 degrees in Lawrence, 94 in Topeka. The time is 3:30.
NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lawson with your regional headlines. Kansas voters heard from candidates running for the state's second congressional district last night at a forum hosted by the Kansas Chamber of Commerce. KPR's Daniel Caudill reports.
Derek Schmidt and Democrat Nancy Boyda answered questions on immigration, taxes, and more. Schmidt says one of his top priorities is reining in what he calls overregulation by federal agencies.
It'll take a long time to get out, and it's not going to be headline grabbing. It's going to be down in the weeds, roll up your sleeves, do the dirty work of oversight.
Boyda calls herself a centrist, criticizing what she describes as an ineffective and partisan U.S. Congress.
Doing anything I can to get the right and the left to speak to each other. That's just what I've been about for 20 years.
The second district seat is open this November because Republican incumbent Jake LaTurner did not seek re-election. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill at the State House.
At that same chamber forum, a Republican candidate running in the 3rd Congressional District made his case to voters. Prasanth Reddy is running against Democratic Congresswoman Charisse Davids in the Kansas City area. Reddy says the government should do more to support businesses because of what they provide to the broader community.
It's work ethic, right, that people don't think about it. That's important. Culturally, that's important.
You know, another thing that work provides is some meaning in life.
Davids did not attend the forum due to a scheduling conflict, but told the chamber she plans to visit one of its other events very soon. Moderators ask candidates about topics like healthcare, immigration, and the economy. The Kansas City Chiefs will try to achieve something never accomplished in the Super Bowl era, a three-peat championship. The journey begins with the NFL season opener tonight at Arrowhead Stadium when the Chiefs take on the Baltimore Ravens. Greg Eklund has this preview.
It's a rematch of last season's AFC Championship game in Baltimore, but Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes said after that game he hopes to have the conference title game back at Arrowhead this season. He says this game will be a good measuring stick.
It's going to be a great challenge, man. We're playing best of the best football team week one. I mean, you can't ask for anything better to go out there and see where you're at and how training camp and the offseason's paid off.
In the AFC Championship game, Mahomes threw a touchdown pass to Marquez Valdez-Scantling, but the receiver known as MVS is not on this year's team. Mahomes will have some new receivers in place, and the defense has also undergone personnel changes this season. I'm Greg Eklund.
The Chiefs will also be honoring those caught up in the February Super Bowl parade shooting at their season opening game tonight. There will be a tribute to Lisa Lopez Galvan, the 43-year-old mother of two and popular Tejano DJ who was killed. A chief spokesman said there will also be a moment to recognize all who were affected that day, including the 24 people who were injured and some of the first responders. This is KPR, and it's 3:35.
It's All Things Considered from NPR PR News.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we bring you the latest on everything from the presidential race to what interest rates are doing. But we also share stories that take us into other people's lives.
You actually played your horn while they were inside your skull.
Absolutely. Doesn't everybody?
Listen for the unexpected with the news weekdays on Morning Edition.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Quick reminder, we kick off our fall pledge drive, fall fanfare tomorrow morning during Morning Edition, trying to raise a whole day's worth of money in just 90 minutes. That gets underway at 7 a.m. Again, that's during Morning Edition, so you're going to get all the news and information you need. Join us. Help us make it a great start to this fall fundraiser.
KPR listeners are engaged in their communities and they frequent businesses that support public radio. Become a KPR sponsor and reach those most likely to take action at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, listener-supported Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence as well, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Topeka Zoo's Brew at the Zoo on September 14th, featuring beer tastings, live music, games, food trucks, and animal encounters. All supporting the zoo's conservation initiatives. Tickets at topekazoo.org.
Stay with us. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines, details on Project 2025, and we'll tell you all about a gun ban at the State Fair of Texas. It's all coming up on KPR. It's 10 minutes before 4.
From NPR News, this
rapping since the 80s. Now he's out with his first album in 11 years, but don't call it a comeback. That's tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7. KANB and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. 30% chance of showers and storms tonight with a low in the lower 60s. It's 91 degrees in Lawrence. It's 4 o'clock.
It has raided major cities, ripping up roads and demolishing homes. Among the five killed is the son of a prominent Palestinian militant and commander during the second Palestinian uprising against the Israeli occupation in the early 2000s. According to the UN, nearly 700 Palestinians and 18 Israelis have been killed in the West Bank since the start of the war. Kerry Khan, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
Stocks continue to bounce around today, buffeted by mixed economic signals. The Dow lost 219 points. The Nasdaq was up 43 points. You're listening to NPR. The soccer.
Because a pathway exists that even a four-year-old can see now.
Morgan's final appearance as a professional player will take place Sunday in San Diego. Becky Sullivan, NPR News.
According to researchers, there's evidence that when dinosaurs roamed the Earth, there were also active volcanoes on the moon. Scientists say they're basing that conclusion on an analysis of tiny glass beads brought back to Earth by a Chinese spacecraft. Researchers say based on their analysis, it's possible volcanic eruptions on the lunar surface were continuing until about 120 million years ago, spewing molten lava, which eventually became the lunar surface. Still, some outside scientists also say more research is needed to confirm the origin of the glass beads and set a timeline. Crude oil futures prices closed modestly lower today amid some fears of easing demand. Oil down 5 cents a barrel to settle at $69.15 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Americans United for Separation of Church and State. For more than 75 years, AU has supported freedom without favor and equality without exception. Learn more at au.org/NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Woodhaven, Inc., manufacturing custom deck and siding solutions using sustainable woods and powered exclusively by wind energy. Located in Perry, with shipping available to the entire KPR listening area. Details at woodhavenproducts.com.
30% chance of showers and storms tonight with a low in the lower 60s. It's 91 degrees in Lawrence. It's 4:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting new dance partners with KC Ballet, Owen Cox Dance Group, Storling Dance Theater, and Regina Klenyowski Dance Company. September 20th and 21st. More jccc.edu/mtc.
Stay with us. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. We'll learn what's next for Venezuela's opposition as the regime of President Nicolás Maduro goes after it in the wake of the disputed presidential election. Find out about Hunter Biden's guilty plea. We'll tell you about the Pope in Southeast Asia. And, of course, we check in with our friends at Shortwave to catch up on all the science news. It's all coming up in the next 40 minutes or so here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
You know them, you know they are always talking, and they say the best way to start the day is with a good breakfast. I have no reason to not believe that. The best way for KPR to start off its fall membership drive is with the Power Breakfast. Tomorrow, 7 a.m. to 8:30 a.m., your pledge will be matched dollar for dollar. There'll be no better way to make your pledge to KPR go farther. Join us tomorrow morning. Help us cram a whole day's worth of fundraising into just 90 minutes. If we can do it, hey, that's all the fundraising you'll hear tomorrow. It's a positive for everyone. 91 degrees in Lawrence, 93 in Topeka. It's 420.
Support for
Jay, plus the latest on the school shooting in Georgia. That's tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning as we kick off our fundraiser for the fall, 7 to 8:30 a.m. It's the Power Breakfast, but you can hear Morning Edition all the way from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. Your local host is Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from the Cider Gallery, a co-working space offering executive suites, workstations, and memberships for any budget. Work in the heart of the Warehouse Arts District in East Lawrence. More information at CiderGallery.com.
Up next, we have news headlines. Partly cloudy skies tonight, 30% chance of showers and storms with a low in the lower 60s. It's 92 degrees in Lawrence, and it is 4:30. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas voters heard from candidates running for the state's 2nd Congressional District last night at a forum hosted by the Kansas Chamber of Commerce. KPR's Daniel Caudill has more.
Republican Derek Schmidt and Democrat Nancy Boyda answered questions on immigration, taxes, and more. Schmidt says one of his top priorities is reining in what he calls overregulation by federal agencies.
It'll take a long time to get out, and it's not going to be headline grabbing. It's going to be down in the weeds, roll up your sleeves, do the dirty work of oversight.
Boyda calls herself a centrist, criticizing what she describes as an ineffective and partisan U.S. Congress.
Doing anything I can to get the right and the left to speak to each other. That's just what I've been about for 20 years.
The 2nd District seat is open this November because Republican incumbent Jake LaTurner did not seek re-election. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill at the State House.
At that same chamber forum, a Republican candidate running in the 3rd Congressional District made his case to voters. Prasanth Reddy is running against Democratic Congresswoman Charisse Davids in the Kansas City area. Reddy says the government should do more to support businesses because of what they provide to the broader community.
It's work ethic, right, that people don't think about it. That's important. Culturally, that's important. You know, another thing that work provides is some meaning in life.
Davids did not attend the forum due to a scheduling conflict, but told the chamber she plans to visit one of its other events very soon. Jobless Kansans will soon be able to file unemployment claims through an improved state system. Kansas officials recently previewed the new framework that aims to offer a better user experience and address shortfalls of the current system. A high number of claims during the COVID-19 pandemic strained the decades-old system, leading to long response times and delayed payments. Kansas Department of Labor Secretary Amber Schultz says the new structure will be better equipped to handle surges in claims.
We're going to be able to accommodate change. So in times of increased call volume, we're automatically going to be able to scale the system to meet that demand.
The new system has cost nearly $25 million to implement thus far. It is expected to launch in November. 30% chance of rain tonight with a low in the lower 60s. Cooler tomorrow, highs topping out in the upper 70s. It's 4:35.
Support for...
Join us Monday through Friday, 5 to 9 a.m. for Morning Edition, taking on even bigger questions than the cookie-making abilities of AI. 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday on your KPR stations. Join us.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing as part of your home preservation project. More information at spiderartconstructors.com.
Stay with us. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then we will look into Kamala Harris's record on foreign policy. We will also talk about public perception in Israel of Benjamin Netanyahu. It's all coming up here on KPR. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance's Mixmaster Music Conference, September 7th at Lawrence Public Library. Music industry workshops and panels, as well as a health clinic. Tickets at mixmaster2024.com.
Partly cloudy skies tonight, 30% chance of showers and storms, lows in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine, not as hot as today. Highs only reaching the upper 70s. Lows in the lower 50s tomorrow night, into the mid-70s for Saturday. 90 degrees in Manhattan, 92 in Lawrence, 90 in Atchison, 93 in Chanute. It's 10 minutes before 5.
With their foundation at macfound.org.
LL Cool J has been rapping since the 80s. Now he's out with his first album in 11 years, but don't call it a comeback. That's tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Jay Schaefer is your local host as we kick off our fall fundraiser. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 91 degrees in Lawrence. It's 5 o'clock.
To opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from F.W. Houston Medical Center 24/7 walk-in clinic, serving the healthcare needs of the Jefferson County area no matter the time of day. More information at 913-774-4340.
88 degrees in Manhattan, 92 in Emporia, 91 here on the KU campus in Lawrence. It is 5:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 89.9 FM in Atchison, we are always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next few minutes, the latest on that terrible school shooting down in Georgia. We will hear how a hearing went today involving the Trump election interference case. We'll also learn more about the possible sale of U.S. steel to a Japanese company. It's all coming up on KPR.
Become a KPR sponsor and your business can harness the trust and credibility of public radio. 82% of listeners take action because of an announcement heard on NPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
KPR listeners are always looking for a way to stretch their dollars, and we've got a great way to make your KPR contribution go a whole lot farther. Our fall membership drive begins tomorrow morning. Your pledge will be matched dollar for dollar from 7 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. Double the value of your KPR pledge with our Power Breakfast. Again, that is tomorrow during Morning Edition, 7 to 8:30 a.m. on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony presenting Sing, 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 arias and ensembles from opera and Broadway with opera singer Michael Spires and family. 7:30 p.m. Saturday, September 7th. Tickets at topekasymphony.org.
Partly cloudy skies tonight with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, sunny, not as warm as today, highs in the upper 70s. It's 91 degrees in Lawrence. It's 520.
Yes, man.
My chat with LL Cool J, plus the latest on the school shooting in Georgia. That's on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock, 5 to 9 a.m. It's Morning Edition. Hear that talk with LL Cool J. And help us kick off our fall fundraiser with the Power Breakfast from 7 to 8:30 a.m. Each and every pledge you make will be doubled.
Support for KPR comes from Assistive Technology for Kansans, providing people with disabilities and health conditions access to technology to live, work, and play independently. Information at 1-800-CAN-DO-IT. That's CAN with a K, 1-800-CAN-DO-IT.
Stay tuned. News headlines are next. It's 5:30.
NATO, like European transportation systems. And
this is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Congress has until September 30th to pass a new farm bill. The massive legislation helps stabilize the agriculture industry and supports food programs like SNAP. In May, Kansas Democrat Charisse Davids voted against a proposed farm bill that would have decreased SNAP funding. Republican Tracy Mann supported the proposal and its enhanced benefits for farmers. Haley Kotler, a campaign director at the nonprofit Kansas Appleseed, says cutting nutrition programs could have far-reaching consequences.
SNAP is the largest anti-poverty program in America. It's the most effective way that we can eradicate poverty, hardship, and hunger.
About 200,000 people in Kansas help feed themselves and their families with SNAP benefits. Jobless Kansans will soon be able to file unemployment claims through an improved state system. Kansas officials recently previewed the new framework that aims to offer a better user experience and address shortfalls of the current system. A high number of claims during the COVID-19 pandemic strained the decades-old system, leading to long response times and delayed payments. Kansas Department of Labor Secretary Amber Schultz says the new structure will be better equipped to handle surges in claims.
We're going to be able to accommodate change. So in times of increased call volume, we're automatically going to be able to scale the system to meet that demand.
The new system has cost nearly $25 million to implement. Thus far, it is expected to launch in November. Hundreds of people will help clean 15 miles of the Kansas River on Saturday. Some will haul trash from the water. Others will clean areas around the river. People who want to help on land can help pick up litter at Caw Point Park in Kansas City, Kansas, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Again, that's on Saturday. Dawn Bueller from Friends of the Caw says the Kansas River is special.
We're the longest prairie-based river in the world. I want to get to the point where you go down the Kansas River and you appreciate this beautiful braided sandbar prairie river and don't see all the trash.
Each year, Friends of the Caw works with state and local governments and businesses to remove about 500 tires, 3 tons of battery cases, and tons of other trash from the river between Junction City and Kansas City.
Support for NPR comes
every weekday on Morning Edition.
Helping you lead your best composting life. Join us on Morning Edition 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow on your KPR stations.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas Libraries, commemorating 100 years of Watson Library as a cornerstone of the KU campus and community. Learn about the Watson Centennial at lib.ku.edu/Watson100.
From the University of Kansas, it's Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 90.3 FM in Chanute and lots of other frequencies all around the state. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, turning viewer support into education, arts, and news programming with the Kansas City PBS membership program. More at kansascitypbs.org.
In our next half hour, we are going to talk about Project 2025, a 922-page blueprint for the next Republican president from the Heritage Foundation. That's a conservative think tank. It's generated a lot of controversy. We will talk about it coming up on KPR. Partly cloudy skies tonight, 30% chance of showers and storms, lows in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, sunny, not as warm as today, highs topping out in the upper 70s. It's 91 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 6.
And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
LL Cool J has been rapping since the 80s. Now he's out with his first album in 11 years, but don't call it a comeback. That's tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition with Jay Schaefer as your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KAND and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 6 o'clock.